Blog Talk Radio.
Change me, oh God. Make me more like you. Wash me through, create me a clean heart, so that I may worship you.
Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, ADM. Has He done it for you? Has He made that change in your life? Good at me. Giving honor to Christ, He is the head of my life. To my wife, Barbara Smith. To my pastors, Apostle Fulton and First Lady Leticia Spencer. To all of the ministers, the evangelists, the prophets, the deacons, the evangelism team. To the mothers, the praise team, the intercessors, the youth, men, ADM Frontline, our women's team, members, families, and friends. Good morning. Good morning to all of our international partners. United Kingdom, Norway, France, Australia, India, Germany, Egypt, Laos, Australia, South Africa, and Kenya, South Africa. Good morning, USA, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Michigan, Delaware, Oregon, Puerto Rico, good morning, Atlanta, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, the Caribbean Islands, Missouri, Illinois, Canada, and Connecticut. Good morning, and a God bless morning. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. For we called on the Lord, and He heard our cry, and delivered us from that mortal and that miry clay. Oh, yes, He did. It was done this morning. Will touch each and every one of us with its finger of love. Woke us up, clothed us in our right hand, gave us the activity of all of our limbs. And as we look around on this morning, nothing is missing, nothing is broken, but everything is jointly and fitly into place on today. So as we come and bow down at the throne of Almighty God this morning, let's give Him the honor. Let's give Him the praise. Let's worship and adore Him. And let's thank Him for all of His kind and many, many acts that He provides for us each and every day. Good morning, Mother Jackson. God bless you. How are you?
All is well, and good morning to you, Pastor Smith. I'm quite all is well in your soul too this morning.
Amen.
So this morning, first I give the honor to Jesus Christ, who's the truly head of my life, and to everyone on the radio land in each and every city, country, and town. Father God, in the name of Jesus God, I give honor to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson. I give honor to my pastor, Apostle Temple, and I give honor to our first lady of our house, ADM House, Leticia Johnson. And I give honor to each and every one, the mother board, the deacon board, evangelist, in the name of Jesus. Lord, as I come to you this morning, humble as I know how, I'm a just as a child, God. Bow down in the name of Jesus. God, just thank you. We come thanking you, God, just for another day. Light up and strength, God. We thank you, God, because you breathe on us this morning, God. And we begin to rise, God. Say in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And as we begin to rise, God, we lift up holy hands, God, just saying thank you. Thank you this morning, God, for another day of journey. Thank you, God, this morning for one more day of grace and mercy. Thank Nothing that we did was so good, God, but it was all you this morning. So, God, we ask you this morning, come in and have your way. Move us out the way, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, how we thank you for your peace. How we thank you for your love, Lord, Sunday. How we thank you for your change. How we thank you for the change breaker this morning. How we thank you for your deliverance, Lord, Sunday. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we go and we ask that you go. Oh, into the hospital, go into the nursing home this morning, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, how we thank you this morning, because we already know they are healed, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Teach us, God. Teach us, God, about sending them out, how to love one another, my son. Our sweet love and atmosphere this morning. And my son, I love like never before, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, all about that. Oh, God, how we thank you this morning. How we thank you, God. If it had not been for you, God, hey, glory to God, we wouldn't be here this morning, God. So we thank you, Lord. So that's why we say, Lord, have your way, God. It's not us, God, about that. But it's all of you in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you for your strength this morning. We speak strength in the atmosphere, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you just continue to stretch us like never before, God. Oh, God, we thank you for the change, God. We thank you for the change, God. Let us continue to cry out like never before, God. Cry out, how about Sunday? Oh, tell everybody that Jesus is out of our Sunday. Jesus on the scene. He's here. He's here. The Lord said that. If you want him, if you need him, he's here. Thirst for the Lord. He's out of my son. That. Have a fire. A deal for Jesus. Hallelujah. Today, God. He's your friend. He's the best friend that you can ever have. He's your peace. Out of our son. That. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you this morning. How about that? Oh, how we thank you this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus. God. We lift up the meanings of God. This morning in the mighty name of Jesus, the most than that. God, we pray this morning that you come in the most constantly stay up on the wall without coming down, God. Cry out, how about that? Just cry out, how about stay in the mighty name of Jesus, God, this morning. Oh, let them cry out. Let them both stand in the heart to every soul coming from the world, God. And let them both come in the most. As they cry out, God, I'm blocked, the most than that ears, God. That they will hear the word of God in the mighty name of Jesus. God. Oh God, let us all bow down this morning. How about stand that up, come to the most sit down to worship you? How about stand that to praise you this morning, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God. Oh, this morning, the most sit down. God, we pray this morning that you take down every step next to the most sit down in the name of Jesus. God, oh, come to the most sit down. Yes, Lord. Let my son in the mighty name of Jesus, yes, Lord. Let them begin to cry out to you, God. Cry out to you like never before, knowing that you are real. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Bible comes to the most. Let us serve you with our whole heart and mind and soul, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Whatever we have to give up, Lord, let us be willing to give it up and love you, God. Let us be aware how to both shine in the behind to follow you, God, and to elbow shame in the mighty name of Jesus. Hey, God, in the name of Jesus, God, I lift up every child that it is this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, how to both shine in the behind. They shall be saved. They shall be holy children. They shall walk in your kind of the behind. In the mighty name of Jesus, let us come back. Oh, God, we thank you for healing them and protecting them right now in the name of Jesus, God. Thank you, Lord. It comes to the bullshit. Send your angels for that it shall be done in the name of Jesus, God. They shall be kept. And then nobody standing in the last days, God. Thank you, Lord, this morning in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I lift up every leader that it is. God, I lift them up to you this morning, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lift them up to the most shunned that they'll be strengthened, God. They'll come to the most shunned, God. That they'll be steadfast, women and men. I'm immovable, kind of emotion in you, God, today in the name of Jesus, God. Yes, God, you are the way, God. You are the way, God. Let us send that. Yes, Lord, we thank you this morning, God. Let your perfect will be done, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, again. God began to shake them, God. Shake them like never before, God. In the name of Jesus, God, I'm going to send that. Send your minister angels for. Out of our standard of us, that they will minister to man, to my standard, that they will raise up, out of our standard, where nobody has to push them and damn them over. Oh, God, let them come in contact with you. In the name of Jesus, God, I ask you, dear God, in the mighty name of Jesus, they shall be saved and filled with your presence, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, God. We realize, God, when you're too high, in the mighty name of Jesus, let them come back. No one has to tell you to come forth. No one has to tell you to do this. Oh, hallelujah, this one. Stand up, stand up. We thank you for the Holy Ghost this morning, God. Thank you, Lord, that teaches us, God, that trains us what to do, how to stand up, and what not to do. God, we thank you this morning, God. Well, this morning, God, I ask you, God, that you blow your fire into these phones, these internet. Oh, Lord, send that this morning, God. And Lord, send that. Let them feel your fire, God. Begin to burn. Burn up to the Lord, send that. Burn it up in the mighty name of Jesus this morning, God. I know you're doing it, God. Lord, all we do is answer. Lord, send that. Thank you for your hand of our son. We thank you for doing it this morning, God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, God. Oh, God, we pray this morning for the prostitutes that walk the street, that we have turned our nose against, God. Forgive us, God, over in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I ask you this morning, God, stop them in their trucks, God, a little thing, in the name of Jesus, God. Have your way, God. Have your way, God. Don't let them be the same, God. In the book, send them say. Oh, God, I lift up the pimp to you, God, this morning. In the book, send that. I ask that you break every stronghold. In the name of Jesus, God, it shall be done. It shall be done. In the book, say. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for doing it, God. We thank you for a turnaround for the prostitute, a turnaround for the pimp. So, Lord, send that. A turnaround for the children and traffic, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Have your way this morning, God. So we thank you, Lord, say, God. We ask you these things this morning, God. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost this morning, we pray. Amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus. God, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Only you can do it, Holy Spirit. Touch your people right now. In their mind, in their thought process. Lead, teach them that where we need to go. And lift us high, Holy Spirit, in the Lord Jesus Christ. So have your way right now in the name of Jesus. Now, I am still here. Praise God. All that you've been through, and you are still here only because of his grace and his mercy on today. Amen. Praise God. Well, now we're going to move on along in the service. Amen. And we're going to have our own Deacon Joe Jackson come. Amen. And give us a scripture. And then after that, we'll have our own Apostle Temple Spencer come and bless us with God's anointed word and power in Jesus' name. And now, on Deacon Joe Jackson in his own way. Good morning, Deacon Joe Jackson.
Good morning, Pastor Neil. God bless you.
Amen.
I'll be coming from Psalm 15, verses 1 through 5. O Lord, who shall sojourn in your tent? Who shall dwell on your holy hill? He who walks blamelessly and does what is right and speaks truth in his heart, who does not slander with his tongue and does no evil to his neighbor, nor take up a reproach against his friend, in whose eyes a veiled person is despised, but who honors those who fear the Lord, who swears to his hurt and does not change, who does not put out his money at interest, and does not take a bribe against the innocent. He who does these things shall never be moved. So he who is blamelessly and is truthful, who doesn't slander with his tongue, evil and speak evil of his neighbors, and reproach against friends, who fears the Lord, put money interest behind him, and bribery. These are the things of the people that the Lord will keep. He does nothing and will never be moved. In Jesus' name.
Amen, amen. We thank you to Job, my God, for that scripture. My God, I hear the songwriter say, when I rose this morning, I didn't have no doubt that the Lord will bring me out. I got a question for those that is listening all over the world and those that is listening right now on way of phone call or way of internet. Did you rose this morning? Without a doubt, it doesn't matter what you might face today. It doesn't matter how things may feel, that God will bring you out. My God Almighty, if that's you, I thank God for each and every one of you, because we give God the honor, because he is worthy to be praised. No doubt in my mind that when you rode this morning, as long as you stay in the will of God, the plan of God, that everything going to work out in God's divinely planned, regardless of whatever the little gremlin want to do. It doesn't matter, because all things work together for good of the Lord. Amen. And I'm telling you right now, it is working good for you. It is a blessing and it's an honor. We just thank God, and I give him honor and give him blessing, who's the head of our life. Thank God for my wife, ADM family. God bless you all. And I just really think and endure and embrace what God is doing. Saints of God, I just hope you're geared up and you're ready, because you best believe that the adversary, he's going to come to bring, my God, he's going to bring some turbulence in the spirit realm for you to begin to hear or be positioned for what the Lord is saying to the church. Amen. It's not so much of your life. I want to say this and reiterate this. My God, as the Holy Ghost and as the Lord, he continue to press upon my spirit, because one thing that the Lord does, he always give warning before destruction. The thing about it is, are we, my God, positioned where we can hear, regardless if we were hear whatever God is releasing? It's not so much we hear the blessings all the time, things that is good, but you got to hear the things that is trying to tinker runs or whatever want to come up and begin to steal or rob you from the blessings that God has for you. That is the enemy's whole desire, his whole plan that he wants to do. Amen. But I'm telling you right now, you cannot do that. I'm telling you right now, because God has something and has a plan for you. Don't allow the enemy to delay, my God, delay you from you not getting to the set place with God or the set timing with God, because he could delay you. Like we said, we took that out of our contact in 2019. I may be delayed, but not denied. I don't want to be delayed. I want to be on time. That's a whole son. You know, that's somebody that got a slothful spirit. Amen. It's something that somebody got, something that, you know, you like to be late. You know, I don't like to be late. Amen. I want to be there before time. My God, even for church service, if you want to catch pastor, you'll catch pastor way before church even started. I'm going to be up in there. I don't like to be late. Amen. I just want to be there before time. And that's where you're going to have to be, or you need to be, for your blessings and for God's help for you. You don't need to be late. You got to look at getting up in the morning, getting in prayer, or listening to the word of God, coming to these things that God has to
position. It's not us. Amen. It's not pastor. We got to broadcast, ready to broadcast. No, this is an assignment that God has joined others in, like Pastor Smith. You got Mother Helen. You got Mother Jackson. You just heard Deacon Joe. You have Evangelist Led Needle. You know, you have everyone that comes in and takes a palm to give this assignment. That way, you will always hear the word of God. So you got to get up in the morning, my God, as a divinely appointment. Don't you get up in the morning as if it's the same old, same old. This is what's going to get you in trouble. We've talked about this on, I think, Tuesday. Same old and some old doesn't live together. They cannot be in the same house together in the word of God. And so many people is getting up with same old. Amen. Same old. If I could feel the aches or feel the pain, if I don't feel like it, things are intense, I cannot come to the place where I can hear a prophetic word. It's something to where, my God, where we believe God, what God needs to do, or what we want God to do, and we want God to do something, but yet we cannot get to a place or come around to the place where we are not feeling like it to hear somebody delivering the word of God. Y'all hear me? My God. And we feel like we cannot come to the place where we hear the word of God. Why is that? I'm trying to figure that out. That, you know, we'll jump up and run to the doctors in a second. You know, when we have something, I have a condition that it feels though it's breathtaking or feels though if life taking. But yet, we cannot jump up and listen or deal with a physician or deal with a spiritual physician or a spiritual doctor that's going to be able to help me to be set free. Do you know healing is in God? Do you know deliverance is in God? Do you know all your wealth is in God? Do you know your prosperity in God? Do you know everything that you need is in God? Well, I know many of you say, of course we do know. Every Sunday or whatever, we show that we know. But do you really show what you know in a time of trouble? Do you really show what you really know in a time of discomfort when you're not in a place to where it's not, my God, it's not to your comfortableness? Amen. Do you know how is it? I want to go back and use this this metaphor once again. How is it that when everything is going to your going good for you, everything is all right with you in the relationship, you and the spouse, but it seems like every time you have an issue or every time you have a problem, you cannot talk to your significant other. Amen. But everything has to be going good. Everything got to be right. But when it's an issue bothering you, it's like you cannot talk to your significant other. Well, imagine if you have a friend or you got somebody that you know or somebody you truly love, somebody you truly care for. We don't even have to go so deep in a love, but truly care for. And you can sense or you know that they have a problem or they have not called you this morning or they have not. The schedule that they was on is out of sync now. Something is not the right. Y'all hear me? And you go and check up on them. You ask them, say, hey, what is wrong? Is everything okay? And they don't give you no response. They don't even answer you. They don't say anything to you. What that will do to you, I believe that will mess up many of your heads, many of your mind. Hoping we can have an open discussion this morning. I love to get back into that. So I'm going to float that up in the spirit realm as a balloon, and I'm going to come back and grab it if the Lord leads me to grab it. How would you feel that when things goes on, when somebody got something for you, want to give you something, want to deal with something, but yet you have a problem that you feel to discuss? You have a problem where you feel to listen to. Well, how do you think your Father in heaven feel? I believe he feels some type of way to where he don't position all over this world physicians to help you. Who are the physicians? Well, go back to the Bible. The book of Ephesians talks about fivefold. It talks about he gave some apostles. He gave some prophets. He gave some pastors. He gave some evangelists. He gave some teachers. These are certified physicians. I'm not talking about the ones that decide to take a degree over the internet and they decide to call themselves a certain name. The Bible says you will know an individual for what's come to pass. It will come to pass. Things are going to happen. It's going to put a tingling in you. Say, I know that there is God. I know they don't come and take from you, but they come to what pour into you. Regardless if it's something you want to hear or don't want to hear, the adversary's whole job is not to get you to the physician, not to get to you, not allow you to get to the individual or a place to where it could truly help you to overcome. That's the physician position. That's what the enemy is ready to do in this season, and that's the attack that he is doing in this season. This is the thing, saints of God. You got to start practicing, pressing through, no matter how I feel. I'm not changing my routine. The moment you change, y'all watch this, listen to this here. The moment you begin to change your routine, when the enemy come and put a little press on you, the enemy gonna come and keep hitting you in that area. He's gonna come and keep attacking you in that area. What do you mean, Pastor? Well, if chaos happening in your house, or if you feeling some type of way, you feeling some type of way in your body, and you know you was a faithful person, that you get up in prayer, you get up in your group prayer, you do certain things, your spirit is getting fed when everything is pretty much okay. Amen. So now he turned up the temperature on you. So now you say, well, I need to stay home today. Well, I don't need to get on this here today. Well, I don't need to get into my partners today. Well, I just need to do this. You change your routine. So what the enemy does, he see that, watch this, then he step back. He don't keep pressing you. No, he step back. Why? Because he has a weapon in his pocket now, and whenever he want to use it, he can begin to use it. He don't keep hitting you. No. Because therefore, if he keep hitting you in the same place, you will recognize that this is the adversary is hitting me. You'll recognize that this is the something that's keep punching me. And what you do then, you put up a defense against it. Watch this. If somebody punch you one time, my God, just say somebody slap you in your face, amen, and they took the stance and they hit you in your face. My God, I know some of you right about now say, wait a minute, Pastor, I think you're going a little on the deep end, because if they hit me, I'm finna get my head up and my hair in a bobby pin, put on my joint, we finna get ready to go to town, and I pray for them later. I got you. I'm just using for a metaphor. Amen. But if somebody hits you in one area, amen, then they take the same stance and they get ready and their hands position for to hit you again. What you gonna do? Your body gonna react. You're gonna react to block the area where they once came before, correct? Amen. I see you in the spirit. Amen. Same thing. The enemy understand that as well. He know if he keeps hitting you in the same area, he's gonna come and block it. This way it puzzled me. And I go to and just scratch my head. Every time we get up, the enemy attack my finance. You must be an individual, number one. The enemy just don't have no respect of you. Number two, he knows that you ain't going to do anything about it. He could come in and mess with you, hit you in these areas, and you ain't going to do anything about it, or you just don't give a care. It's one of them two things. Well, if you're a person that gives a care, we could call that out. If you're a person that gonna do something about it, we can cross that out. If you're a person that is not a wimp, not get pushed around, guess what? We can cross that out. Therefore, he's not gonna come in that area and keep hitting you again. So it got to be something else. And this is where we have to understand it got to be something else. He's gonna back off. He's gonna hit you to understand he's gonna cause a reaction. He wanna see a reaction cause. He wanna see that you're gonna get moved. You're going to be moved. You're going to get wavering-minded. You're going to get into your feelings. You're going to get into certain things. Amen. He's going to move you. Amen. So he's going to hit you, then back off. Then watch this. When God is ready to release from heaven, when he's ready to release from heaven, release a blessing, he's going to do something to give you, my God, from heaven. When heaven is starting to have contraction and heaven's going to get ready to release, release, and when your possession is coming, guess what he's going to do? That weapon that he realized that it caused you to flinch about 2 months ago or 3 months ago or last year, he's going to pull that out of his pocket. He's going to reuse that on you again to cause you to get out of place for what is God is doing. That's why I'm not going to be delayed. I'm not going to be denied. I'm going to be on time because I'm not going to flinch. I'm not going to duck. I'm not going to do anything but stand tall and stand still and know that I have a God on my side. Not a devil, but a God on my side. Somebody holler at your boy this morning, and I'm telling you right now, you know, that's why the Bible talks about many are called, few are chosen. It's only a chosen select few going to have a set time and blessing. Y'all hear me? I'm going to say that again. It's only a chosen few that going to have that divinely time blessing. I'm not talking about, okay, you got this tangible, great. No, I'm talking about the biggest breakthrough of your life. God opened up the windows of heaven. Point. It's his desire that all of us have the blessing. It's his desire for all of us to walk into the things of him. But he knows that it's only going to be a few that are chosen that are going to walk. Why? Because he knows the other ones that talk a good game, but they cannot put up the wall. Y'all gotta hear me. They talk a good game. Let me float that in the air. Let me grab this illustration so you can really understand. Now watch this. Now, how is it that you have a significant other? I'm coming back in a relationship again. And I do that for a reason, saints of God, because that's the principle of the Bible. It builds upon a relationship. That's how God has his relationship with us. How is it you in a relationship with somebody? You got a great person. Ooh, this man is good. This woman is good. Everybody is good. Then next thing you know, here come the bill collector, show that your dough. Uh-oh. Here come the bill collector, show that your dough. And the bill collector don't threaten you and say, listen, and my God, I got the police with me, and if you don't come and pay me what is due to me, you're going to have to get up out of here, or we got to take you to jail. My God. Then you look at your significant other, see if they're going to have your back. Now, they had all this talk going on. They had all this talk. I got your back. I'm with you. You know, you're stroking your hair. You're combing your hair. They got massaging your head. They're massaging your back. Woo, you so good. Woo, you so strong. Woo, you got it going on. Woo. But when a bill collector come on, all of a sudden, you started seeing a different change in their personality. Their eyes don't got big. The nostrils don't got wide. Their hands with the shaking. You looking at them. Are you going to help me? Can you help me? Or do you have my back? Then next thing you know, they said, listen, I ain't signed up for this. What do you mean you didn't sign up for this? You told me you got my back. I believe you. You showed me signs that you had my back. Now when things don't got tight, things don't got hard, things don't got difficult, you don't got my back, you don't have my back, now you want to run. You will find out who is for you when you're in a heat of a situation. Y'all better holler at your boy on that one there. You're going to find out who is with you when you are in a heat of the situation. Amen. So, Pastor, let's flip that into the spirit realm. Watch this. Amen. You don't tell God, I will be unmovable. I will be unstoppable. Many of you, you don't shout it. You don't put on your new flow shiners. Matter of fact, you don't got some crystal grease in a towel and shine them up yourself. You don't came to church and shine it all across the floor. I'm more than a conqueror. God, I could do all things through Christ who strengthened me. This is my season. This is my time. I'm taking back what the enemy stole from me. My God Almighty, I'm gone. If I'm going up a yonder. See, we had all this stuff to say, but once things begin to get hot and once the enemy begin to squeeze, oh, you know what? My back's hurting. I can't do this today. My head hurting. I can't do this today. I'm so tired. I can't do this today. I'm so weak. I can't do this today. The bill collector don't show up at your door, and you don't show God what you all about. Y'all about to holler at your boy right there. You don't show to him what you all about. So do you think God want to trust you with a new blessing? He want to trust you with something else new? Well, God said you can't even be faithful with me in a hard time. You might be faithful in your local church. You might be faithful, my God, but you cannot be faithful in every area in your life. I thought you had my back, but I realized I got to make sure I have my own. I thought you was my brother's keeper, but I realized you just want to keep your own self. You want to keep your own thoughts. You want to keep your own ways. You want to keep everything about you, and you really don't want to change, even though you don't put on a slow shot and say, I'm in a change. That tell me it's a liar. That means I'm going to change everything that I'm going to do. Somebody holler at your boy right there. I feel the Holy Ghost. I'm here to tell you this morning, my God Almighty, that God, my God, has a new beginning, and he has a new place for you. You best to believe that the adversary going to do everything he's going to do to not allow you to get into these new places. Like I said once before, he don't care about your money. He don't care about your honey. He don't care about none of that stuff. He cares about increase in your life. You moving from one place to the next, and he knows the principles, or he knows the what it takes to go to one level to the next. He knows that a whiner that always complained cannot, they put a commitment over here, cannot fulfill the commitment, that he knows they ain't going nowhere. Only the place they're going to be going in their feelings. Y'all about to hear me. He's not going nowhere. But I declare and decree that many of you, you're going to switch from your place, not being a whiner, not being a complainer, not being a person every time something comes up, you got to throw in a towel, you're backsliding. You don't want to do this. You don't feel like doing this. You got all the sin. God talk to you all the time. He walk with you. All of something, now you become the spirit of Enoch. My God, but you still here. I'm surprised you ain't summed it up yet. Amen. We got to come to a place of realization who we are, what's in us, our mentality, our mindset. You come into a place of who you are, then God will come into the place to show you who he is. Can I say that again? When you come into a place of who you are, God's going to come into a place to show you who he was, who he is. Y'all about to holler at your boy right there. He's going to come into the place and show you who he is. And I know that he's a stone tower. I know he is a rock. My God, he's a mill in the middle of the wheel. The main people that advance in their life, the main people that really advance in their life, they are the main people that no matter what it takes, they're going to sit around the fire. They're going to sit around the fire every chance they get. They are not going to sit around and have these different individuals that who they embrace. I embrace, well, let me use me and Pastor Smith for instance. Well, I embrace Pastor, but I can't embrace Pastor Smith. I love what Pastor come, and he's just all radical. And Pastor Smith, he's more conservative and more low-key. No, it's not a brace into that, because it's not about Pastor Smith, or it's not about Pastor Temple. It's about the Word of God, because it's the Word of God that is being delivered unto you, that is what going to develop you and mature you. And the moment God will see that you have your choice, who going to be able to feed you or break bread unto you, showing him that you ain't fully mature, you ain't ready. It's just like a toddler in the sea. They always got their mouth, I don't want this, I don't want no vegetables, I don't want no vegetables. Oh yeah, give me that pizza, give me that candy bar, give me that sugar item, amen. But when it's time for some broccoli, I don't want no broccoli. How many of you doing that same thing in the spirit? I want that stuff that sounds so sweet, that it sounds so good to me. Oh, it's good. And that's how we done got caught up into the spirit realm with this nonsense. Many of you, you got spiritual cavities in you, my God Almighty. You got spiritual cavities. That's how we don't got caught up in it. Long as they're giving me sunscreen, long as they're telling me my season is coming, but long as they keep telling me turn around three times and give me something, all that sweet stuff is good. That's what's wrong with you. Some of you don't become diabetic. My God, you got a diabetic disease in the spirit because all you doing got a sweet, 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 sweet tooth. Once I get the sweet tooth, I'm good. Do you realize that when something that is good and profound, even though it don't come with a James Brown slime, all is something that puts you to sleep. Uh-oh, let me get out of the church. All is something that puts you, it don't motivate you no more. It doesn't, my God, bring you into a place to where, oh, I could connect with that. I could connect with this. It doesn't do anything for you because you know why? You got a sweet tooth. You got a sweet addict. Long as you keep getting pumped up with sugar, long as you get pumped up with something sweet, long as you get pumped up with some, my God, some junk food, everything is okay. Everything is all right. That's the same way in the natural. Long as some of us can keep pumped up with junk, we good. But the moment something healthy comes in, I can't adjust to that. I don't know what I can adjust to. Amen. Let God continue to give you water in the spirit and where you so used to juice and you used to soda. It seems like you cannot even swallow water. Y'all hear me? That's the same way in the spirit that we've been doing. We all got caught up in. Now we want to get mad at folks. We want to get mad at people because you got so used to the sugar. You learn to eat the sugar. But when something healthy comes into your life, you want to be like a baby and throw your mouth. I don't want that. You ready to sleep at the table and let the vegetables be all in your face, then you consume what is good. They do that the same thing in church. They ready to sleep right there in church where you got 6 days out of the week, even as my God, and you got 2 days or two, 1 or 2 hours on a one time out of the week, we try to catch up our sleep. What is this stuff here? And you think the enemy don't see that stuff? You don't see many of you thinking the enemy just want to come and block. No, he sees what you do. He sees your weakness. He sees the what blocking you for receiving from the things of God. He already see. He already know. And he's going to come and hit you right. Y'all better hear me. Pastor Ray, and where are you going this morning? My God, he's going to come and hit you right there. How in the world, all of something you catch up on sleep when the word of God has been fed to you? All of something you got aches going on. You just can't take it. I just can't do this here. And we said, my God, do you know for you to get ready to cross that threshold for your healing power, your faith is going to be tested? What do you mean, Papa? Yes, I should have helped somebody because I just feel the Holy Ghost of deliverance has walked in my room. My God, what do you mean, Pastor? Well, I mean like this here. Do you realize when God has something for you and has a blessing with your name on it, my God, all of something, hell break loose in your body and your body and your will, amen? And you just say, you know what? I can't make it today. Do you know that probably was the main thing that God going to test your faith? Do you really love him? Are you really going to press forward for you can walk in your totally body? Y'all better hear me. Yeah. And guess what? When you fail the test, you got to start all over again. Now here comes the pastor. Got to lay hands on you. Got to start this process all over again. Then watch this. One day you're going to come to it again. I just don't feel like it today. I just can't, baby. I just can't. I don't care. I remember it was a time that I didn't care. I got sick. I recognized what the devil was doing. Every time I get to this place or this biggest breakthrough in my life, he want to afflict me. So I told the devil, I said, I tell you what, you don't cut off my rod. This was some years ago. You don't flip my body with the flu. I walked to church. I put a mask on my face. I took me a pill. I took myself to church. Do you know by me sitting up there pressing, y'all better hear me, pressing myself to church? church. My God Almighty, I'll be lucky if I get sick one time a year. Y'all about to hear me. I'll be lucky. I cover that with the blood of Jesus. But I'd be lucky. But I had to press. Watch this. I had to press through. I remember time I got in an accident. Yes. My back, lower back was all jacked up and all messed up. And I'm sitting up in the church in that chair, and I'm in pain. I'm screaming. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. At one point, I said, man, I've got ready to go to the hospital rather than go to church. Then I caught myself, and I realized it's the adversary testing my faith. God allowed him to test my faith. What I did, I took me a back brace, walked myself up in church, slid across the floor, took that thing off, and never put it back on again. Y'all better hear me. You can tell me what God is not going to do. Maybe your faith is being tested. You've been tried. If you are ready to receive from the next realm of God, are you ready to are you really ready? Are you really ready? Are you really ready to receive from God? This is the place to where I want to bring back to your remembrance, and we're going to get ready to go. Man, none of this is what I had for you all today, this morning. I want to bring back to your memories. You remember when you first get saved or you first come to your church house, you come to your church and your place of worship. You come to that place. You come to your church house. You come to all that. You're so excited. You embrace the Spirit of God. You confess everything. You say what you're not going to do no more. You really come into a place and begin to confess a covenant agreement between you, the Lord, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Yeah. You come into this covenant, God, I can't do this no more. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that. I can't do this. You come into a place of a covenant agreement. You say, Lord, this is my church. These are my pastors. These are the people that I know you placed in my life. I know this is my church home. But yet we cannot follow the rules and regulation or be connected wherever the church is connected at. So amen. You break the covenant agreement by your actions and what you allow to come in. So you probably say, you can say what you want to say. Well, book of Ephesians, you can't get away from the scripture of God no matter how you want to try to do it. He got it set up for a reason. I don't need a church like that. Well, that's why a lot of us in the state that we all need, because it's not about the church. We are the church, but it's about the structure that God has set up in the kingdom for we could go and worship and experience a place with him, with who he set up to lead. Y'all hear me? So that's what it's all about. That's why some of us are still in that place, because why? It goes right back to what Pastor was saying. My God, you're not in the house. You're not in the house. And the enemy understands that you're not in the house, so what he does, he make you think you're in the house. He make you believe, because you could be on the outside of the house and still be a prayer and a faster. Yeah. You could be on the outside of the house and still read your word.
Amen.
You can be on the outside of the house and still feel the presence of God. You can be on the outside of the house. Yes, have you ever been to a party and they got that music turned up, boom, boom, boom? You're not even in the inside of the house yet. You're in the driveway and you can feel the music.
Amen.
You can walk up to somebody's house. My God, you can smell that fried chicken cooking on the stove. You can smell it in there cooking up something. You're not even in the inside of the house, but you can still smell what's going on. You can still smell what's going on in the inside. You're not even in the inside. And you can still sense, you can feel, you can smell what's going on. That's what happening to so many of the peoples now. We are on the outside of the house, and the enemy making us think that we are inside of a house, because I feel the presence of God, because I smell what's going on. But we don't see no manifestation that we are in the inside of the house. Saints of God, we got to understand that we have to come in the house. And your commitment that you bring, a covenant commitment, that's why it's very dangerous to get in front of a true man and a true woman of God and begin to express your commitment of the Holy Ghost and what God is doing and what you accept, what he done brought you in place. Because God look at all that. He's look at all
Amen.
That. Amen. My God,
Amen.
That was a divine, my God, connection. That was a divine word for some of you and many of you that is listening. Please, I hope you take heed. I hope the Lord bring me back to that, and because that needs to be said in ADM. Amen. I definitely want to come
Amen.
Back to that because I definitely want to say, and also in ADM, because we got to understand that our commitment ain't so much what you do in your own house. It's so much what you connected to, what you connected to, what you connected to, are you really committed to? Y'all hear me? And God going to test your faithfulness on it. Amen? Amen. So whatever you connected to, that's what God going to test you on it. So I pray that many of you, my God, you're going to be into a place to where you're going to say, not only you're going to say you're going to do better, we past that stage of doing better, we going to just go ahead and
do better.
You know, I'm not going to be, I'm not going to do better. I'm going to go ahead and
we're
going to
go ahead and
do
better.
Amen. Amen.
I really want to
we had 7:55 now. My God Almighty, those that is going to be on, they still on. But I want to do something. I want to go ahead and we go ahead and go into a little bit of word of God. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and the word of God. If it's just one of you, stay in. You could go ahead and stay in. And we're going to go ahead in the word of God, what I really want to show you today. We're going to back everything up that we were saying for the last couple of days. We're going to dig into scripture about what's in the house. We're going to dig into scripture what God has for you. I know many of you believe it. Y'all understand my, if you understand my motto, I believe in, you need to see it, my God. Not only see it, you need to hear it. Then you need to begin to do your own research after you see it and hear it, and make sure you're doing your full research, amen, because we don't came into a place to where we just believe a scripture, to where we believe in a whole chapter, a whole verse, or a whole story, amen. We got to believe the whole story and know the whole story before we could just apply just a verse to it, and we become scriptures appliers other than the Bible seekers, amen. We got to be Bible seekers other than scriptures, my God, scripture appliers, amen. So those that you have your Bible, you have a word of God, I'm going to be shooting out some scriptures and shooting out some verses so you could go back and you could go and look at it for yourself, and I'm going to break on some, I'm gonna break some things down so we can really understand that what God has for us is in the house. Everything that you need is in the house, amen. First of all, I want to go back to even Mother Helen was talking about it last night. My God, it's big angel. Even Mother Helen was just talking about it last night. Amen. And that's the Lord's Prayer. I want to go back to the Lord's Prayer because it's a very powerful thing, and God giving us a layout how we go before him and pray. I'm going to do a challenge for you all. I want to do a challenge for those that is listening right now. You don't have to go and try to call anybody and ask them, hey, have you on, pastor, doing the challenge, all that. If they, you know, if they wasn't on, that's on them. But I want to do a challenge with you all. I want you to begin to pray these next, and I want to talk to especially ADM family. I'm going to talk to you Sunday about it. I want you to go and do a prayer. I want you to take out words. I want you to take out things like, God, go and heal the sick. Go and heal the sick. I want you to take out, go and heal the sick. I want you to take out any sentence or any statement concerning the devil or Satan or demons, you know, or, you know, this other one, diabolical. Take out all that. I want you to take that out. I want you to also take out God, release a blessing, release. Release a blessing here. Release a blessing there. Release a blessing there. I want you to take that out. Take all that out. And I want you to begin to pray without using all that, using what I just said to you. Amen? I want you to pray. I want you to try that. I want you to try that. Watch this. Okay, let's go into 6 and 10. Matthew, I'm going to deal with Matthew right quick. And we're going to go in Matthew, the 6th chapter. And we're going to go, the 9th verse. It says, after this manner, therefore pray ye, our Father, which are in heaven. Our Father, which are in heaven. First of all, understand that Jesus acknowledged who first? He acknowledged what? our fathers. He didn't come into a self-pity place. He didn't come into a place to where we in self-pity or we into our emotions, into our problems. First of all, he acknowledged first. This is why it's very important when you get up in the morning, when you begin to command your day, you command your day acknowledging who? The Father. Our Father, which are in where? Heaven. He understands his position. His position is the top position. So not only he understands who's the shepherd, he understands who is the top position, the top rank, the top heaven that is in heaven. Hallowed be thou name. Amen. He basically just expressing, you know what I mean? Hallowed be our name, thou name. Other words, your name is great above all names, every name. So other words, when you say all names or hallowed be thy name, your name is great than all names above every name, that means sugar diabetes, that means cancer, that means lies, that means lies, that means everything that has a name in the earth, God's name, and as I magnify, is already above. It's already above. See, this is what God don't deal with when you having stress issues. You got enemy issues and all this kind of stuff here. First of all, he said, my name is above all names. You know, so it's just like a child running to the parent and telling the parent about their problems, somebody bothering them. Girl, do you know who I am? Boy, do you know what you connected to? And you're going to worry about somebody bothering you? No, we're not going to have that. Because when they show up, presence shows up, and people recognize who they are, y'all don't mess with the wrong child. That's how God is doing it with you. When he shows up, but when he step in any situation, it's like, you don't mess with the wrong child. Uh-oh, you in trouble. Amen? So in other words, you don't go through anything having fear. You don't go through nothing being worried about it. It doesn't matter. Because you understand who on your side or who got your back. Because when he shows up, So in other words, you need to tell your situation, you got to get it in order. Because when my Father in heaven shows up, it ain't going to be nothing nice. It ain't going to be nothing pretty. So you just need to get it in order, my God, and just go ahead and give me my blessing, release what's due to me. Because if you're trying to hijack something and my Father in heaven shows up, it ain't going to be nothing nice. Why? Scripture says, I will fight thy battles. The battle is already won, says the Lord. Amen. So when he shows up, it's done. He's done. The enemy just want to know, do you know, do you truly believe that who you represent or who your DNA is? Amen. Let's keep moving. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Thy kingdom come. Once again, top place of the kingdom. Everything that comes from heaven, everything that comes from the kingdom. So in other words, thy kingdom come, that means things that are going to be released from the kingdom. If you don't understand kingdom, the kingdom is not going to come for you. If you don't understand what is for you in the kingdom, kingdom is not going to come for you. You know, you got to understand kingdom principle. I remember I was teaching that very heavy, late night hour, different hour, trying to pour that into you all. The kingdom come, thy will be done. This is a prayer. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. This is why a lot of things I don't get into because I don't know. If I don't know if it's not the will of God, I'm not going to start speaking as if it's the will of God. I'm not going to start telling, oh, I pray for your money right now in the name. I don't know if that's God's will for you to have your bank account full. I don't know if it's God's will. Amen? I don't know. So I'm not going to pray, you know, that will be done because there's nothing going to happen. You know, some of us, we got to understand that it's a time to live and a time to die. And because you pray, God, heal me here or deliver me here, miracles here, then, you know, that might not be God's will for him to take away that. It might be his will take away when you transition on home. You know, but understand that it's still healing. You still deliver. Amen. You're going to reign with him forever. Amen. So that's his will. So you have to pray the will of who? The will of Father. And if you don't know his will, stop. And then this is where we got to stop putting scriptures everywhere. You know, so God said that you, no, stop that. You know, we ain't talking about what John said, Moses said, Peter said, Paul said. We ain't talking about what Matthew said. We ain't talking about St. John said. We ain't talking about, no, what did God say to that individual? That's the will that you need to pray for. And if the Holy Ghost have not revealed or told you anything what God is doing for that individual, well, you don't have, you only thing you can pray, God, let your will be done. That's it. That's it. You can speak all this stuff that you want to speak, bring it, make your eyes roll back and all that. Sometimes I look at people, they do that kind of stuff, and I've been shaking my head. I said, you can do all that. As soon as y'all finish, only thing going to stand is God's will. Then we're going to run to these people on, oh, man, this man of God, this person, they praying for me. Excuse me. I got my healing. Well, you got your healing because you came in alignment and it was God's will for you to be healed. Can I say that again? You got your healing. You came in alignment in that prayer, or in that prayer, or whoever prayed for you, they help you just to come into alignment for God's will to be done in your life. God's will. That's all it was. God's will to be done. That was His will for you to be healed that way. That was His will for you to get that. That wasn't because of that person. You give no credit to man. All credit goes to who? Y'all help me, church.
Amen.
It goes to God. My God. Wow. I'm going to open up these lines right quick because I think whoever is on, many of you is on, you're going to be on. And we're going to open it up right quick just in case you want to jump on in and have a little discussion with that. Amen. So God's will is who? God. That's His
God.
Will. And God's will is going to be done. You got to pray God's will. Y'all, we could come with all this stuff and have all this extra stuff going on, but ain't nothing is going to happen unless it's God's will. We might have a healing anointing over our life. We might have all these types of anointing over our life. Guess what? I could pour it on anybody. I could pour it on all of you. Guess what? It's not going to happen. His will is not going. His will, only His will is going to manifest. So I could have 10 of you line up and pour all types of anointing on you. Only one person got it. Well, that was God's will for that one person, not for all of you. His will will activate the power. You know, you could be anointed but no power because you're not in His will. You're anointed, but you're just not in His will. You don't have no power. Amen. Power comes from in the will of God. That's what gives the anointing its power, the will of God. That's His will. That whatever took place was God's will. So now the power of God taking place. Amen? So that's His will. That's His will. That's why you can always give all credit unto the Lord. So that will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Earth is talking about right here, right now. Right now. As it is in where? Heaven. The kingdom of heaven. So you got to understand the structure of heaven. So you got to believe that whatever if His will is in heaven for you to be set free, His will is also in earth for you to be set free. Wherever His will is for you in heaven, that's why I push the people so hard to learn God for yourself, to make sure you understand His voice for yourself, because you need to know the will of God for your life. And anything outside of that, it's not gonna manifest here on earth. It's not gonna happen on earth. Y'all hear me? That's why it's good to walk with a sound person that has the gift of the prophetic. They can be able to hear. Because why? Because it's gonna take place. If it's taking place in heaven, it's gonna take place in earth. It's gonna take place in earth. God's will be done as it is in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us this day our daily bread. Being fed. Daily bread is talking about being fed. Now you've been fed spiritually, not only natural, you know, a natural bread, but it's a spiritual bread as well. You know, what we're doing right now, this is our daily bread. They call it, instead of calling it daily bread, they call it daily devotional. Your devotions time. So when you get up in the morning, you have your devotional time. In other words, you're getting your daily bread. Where Minister Deacon Joe, he gave the scripture, and he gave the scripture. So he was giving us daily bread. What is your daily bread? Your daily bread. You know, it's wonderful when I got somebody I know I could trust and they know how to cook, man. They could cook in the spirit, hey, man. They could cook. Guess what? That helps me out. That helps me out when I sit and listen to Pastor Smith and Minister and Evangelist Mother Helen. It helps, you know, it helps me out because they cooking, but we should be fed. Mm-hmm. You can be fed. Your daily bread. So, in other words, when you say daily bread, God can use whoever he want to use to give you your daily bread. It's not all about yourself. It's not all about yourself. Jesus said it. He said it very profound in the garden and in the wilderness. He told the enemy, he said, "Thou shalt not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God." The word of God. This is what we're talking about now. The word of God. So that's your daily bread, the word of God. That's why it's very important to be positioned with people that God assigned. You know, he assigned to represent, watch this, the kingdom, not the church. I don't represent the church. I represent the kingdom of God. You know, I'm not a representative of ADM. ADM is a natural name to identify for legalized nonprofit things in this world, for earth legalization. But if I could just wear the name of kingdom, that's what I represent. That's who we are. That's our ministry, kingdom. That's who we are. Amen. Let's keep working. Give us this day. Anybody got any questions on these couple of scriptures that I just said? I'm going to pause for a second and see anybody have questions. Amen. Anybody have a question? Go ahead. You can speak now. Amen. So everybody is good. All right, let's keep going. Okay. Watch this. Our daily bread. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debtors, as we forgive our debtors. In other words, you have debt. When you do things that is not of God, watch this, you're in debt. You're in debt. You're in debt to who? You're in debt to sin. You're in debt. And forgive the debtors, that means forgive the ones that whatever they did to you, I forgive the ones that whatever did to me. Why? Because you cannot position yourself with God when you all dirty up. You all dirty up. You're in debt to sin. You're in debt to this world. You're in debt to different things, my God. I'm talking about the spiritual things, my God. And now you got debtors that you have not forgiven, or the enemies or haters or people that you have not forgave. You shouldn't even go to God. So he said, you pray for you to be forgiven, and also you pray for your enemies to be forgiven. Y'all hear me? See, when you do this, this brings you into alignment with God. And guess what? It's nothing that you do not need, he don't know that he won't do. But before he able to do for you, he got to begin to bring you in alignment. God is not going to stop outside of his structure for nobody. I don't care. You can be like, I see the stars, I see the moons, I see all this. You know, let me go. Let me take you to Moses. Let's go to Moses right quick, amen? Let's look at Moses. Real quick, I'm just going to reiterate this. When Moses was leading the children of Israel, right? And Moses came, they came to the certain place where the children of Israel, they was thirsty. And the Lord told Moses to speak to the rock. To speak to the rock, right? So Moses had an issue because they got on his nerves. Let's talk like that. They got on his nerves. So instead of Moses speaking to the rock, he took his stick, he smacked the rock. And even though water flowed, God stopped him from entering into the promised land. That's where God cut him off right there at, because he stepped outside of the divine will of God. That wasn't his will to smack the rock. That was God's will for Moses to speak to the rock. Please look up that story. Amen. That was his will. So when you step outside of the will of God, something is being cut off from you. Something is being cut off from you. It's like the devil cutting you off. You cutting yourself off because you don't went outside of the will of God. So you got to pray for your debtors, pray for your debts, pray for all that before we must step into the divine place of God. Ask God to forgive you. Amen? So I love that scripture when he tells us, ask for forgiveness. Amen? Ask for forgiveness. Watch this. He says, and forgive us for our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into what? Temptation. Lead us not into temptation. Other words, all this stuff that we're talking about, oh, the devil, somebody leading you into the wrong thing, leading you into temptation, leading you all into all kinds of stuff. You know what I mean? That means you haven't even asked God to lead you not into where? Temptation. Oh, to be on my trail. Do you see this layout of this prayer? Because we have not prayed this layout or begin to speak this layout, and we telling God, oh, God. No, all you got to do, instead of you talking about the enemy or the devil, God, lead me not into temptation. That means, you know, the Bible calls, and when Jesus went into the wilderness and was led by the Spirit, the Bible spoke as the devil, as the tempter. So that means everything or every in the trap or every plan of the adversary, lead me not in that direction. So I shall have more up days than down days. Y'all better hear me. My days shall be plentiful more than I'm stressing out. Lead me not into a place of temptation. Amen. Lead you not into a place of temptation. Watch this. Then he says, but deliver us from evil. In other words, we're going right back to what we're saying. Deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory in forever and ever. Then it went back to a knowledge. Watch this. Not the evil, not the devil, not the temper. It went back in a knowledge. What? The kingdom. In the power. So, in other words, the man of God, he acknowledged that the kingdom and the power that is in the kingdom and the glory is oversees the darkness, the tender, the evil thing. So why should we dwell on that in our own prayer time? Spend so much of time fighting the devil, rebuking the devil, coming across the devil, to where the man of God said, hey, leave me not. I don't even want to have no knowledge of him. I don't even want to have to deal with this this beast or this thing or this issue. Because why? Power is in the kingdom. The power is glory. The power in the heaven. All that. The heaven's got power. I need to recognize, you need to recognize the kingdom, the glory, the power of God. Amen? This is our prayer. This is what we need to recognize. This is what we need to recognize. Okay, and it says, and forever, amen. Say forever, amen. If ye forgave man their trespassing, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Amen. But if ye not forgive not man their trespassing, neither will your heavenly Father forgive your trespassing. Amen. So in other words, you know, we got to make sure we forgive people of their debts and all that. That's what our prayer should be about. Let me search myself. It's a prayer is pertaining to, let me search myself so I can make sure I'm in alignment with God. You can say, rain down heaven, rain down fire, fire in the storm, fire in the valley. Please come down. We call, we crush them. We all that. But at the end of the day, you are in alignment with God. Your trespassing haven't been forgave. You got to come into a place with God. And when you do that, you come into a place to know that, hey, notice that we haven't talked about money. We haven't talked about prosperity. We haven't talked about healing. He haven't talked about none of these things. He talking about forgive me of my debtors. He talks about heaven, kingdom. He talks about keep me away from the trespasser. Lead me not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Self, deliver me from the evil thoughts or the evil plans of myself. Y'all following me this morning? That's what he's talking about. I want to open up the floor. Anybody have anything they'd like to share? Amen. All lines are open, and if your line is on mute, you can take it off of mute. Amen. Praise be to God. Amen. So that's what God talks about. So we got to come into a prayer, and we come into a prayer. I pray, God, I thank you. I bless your name. I honor you. Father, I thank you. And everything that is due to you, you don't have to, you declare it. That's why you hear pastors talk about declaring and decreeing so much. I'm declaring what is due to us. Salvation is yours. That's yours. That's for us to have. So I don't have to pray for somebody to get with salvation. They need to receive salvation. Salvation is already here for us. It's up to an individual, or it's up to people to what? Receive salvation. I don't have to pray for you to have money. Money is already here in this earth for us. You need to understand how to receive money in the different areas where money comes from. So when you receive, I'm going to call it, we talked about kingdom economics. When kingdom economics is released to you, it's going to come in a divine fossil. It's going to come in an area. What type of area that your money going to come? One area, it probably be just say, let's look at job. Let's look at job, your 9-to-5. That's an area finances come in. Another area for those that is self-employed, occupation. Let's look at that as money come in. Another area, it could come through lawsuit. Another area, it could come through, let's say, insurance claims. Another area, it could come through, some say, government area or government assistance, government assistance. See, all these are streams of financial income. It has to come from these areas. Why? Because this is the structure that God, that not only the world is set up, is approved also by God. How do you know that? The Bible says, obey the laws of the land. This is the stream of the law. Anything outside of that, it could cause you some damage. How in the world, all of a sudden, $1,000, $10,000 appeared in your bank account, you don't have no explanation for it. It's going to bring you suspicious. It's going to cause the federal government, it's going to cause them to freeze your account until you can prove what type of way or what currency that this finances came from. Now, hear me. So you can say, I gave you the power to get wealth. He gave you the power to operate in one of these screens, or if not operate in one, operate in two or three of them. You know, one of these screens or two or three of these screens for you to get what? Wealth. For you to get wealth. You got to tap into what God has for you. You got to tap into that place. Not everybody is a business owner. Some people, they got to give to make business great. Some people have a little entrepreneurship in them, not going to full time, not to quit their 9-to-5, but they do have entrepreneurship, and they could do and make extra on the side. These are streams of financial income. I don't have to pray for you to get money. You need an idea. You need a plan. You need a strategy for your wealth or your finances in your life to change. Amen? This is the stuff that people or ministers have not taught you all, because they feel as though, well, if you can plant a seed all day. If you don't know how to keep that seed, to water it, to grow it, know the timing of the seed, how to take care of that seed when it's growing and everything, guess what? It's going to be just like you didn't plant nothing, plant anything. Your money is not working for you. You're working for your money. The Bible says, you know, love of money is the fruit of all evil. So, no, you don't work for it. It works for you. And you got to understand the currency, how to allow it to work for you. It's going to come in these streams. Church people, sometimes church people, it just irritate me. Everybody's sliding, everybody's shouting, but nobody don't got a plan. Nobody don't got, your plan is not a $5,000 seed. Amen. That's not your plan. You can grow it, but how you gonna? What is your plan that you're gonna nourish this seed or nourish this in one of these streams of income, one of these streams of what God is releasing financial wealth, for you can begin to reap your harvest. Many of us don't reap the harvest because we don't have the plant or the trees in the field being taken care of because we don't know. Hallelujah, hallelujah! Everybody, there with me. My God Almighty, are you dead?
Hallelujah.
This is how we work
Amen.
The word spiritually, but we're not working the word naturally. We get so spiritual deep to where we don't know how to operate natural. Brother Pastor, the Lord going to supply. He is going to supply in one of these currencies. He's going to supply another currency. Let me put man on there, man, because God will use men to give unto man. He will cause men to give unto your bosom. So we can put man in that currency. So we got man, we got job, we got entrepreneurship, we got insurance, we got assistance, we got assistance help and all that. What are these currencies? and even a company, we could just say a company. God can use a company to write you an unexpected check. But guess what? That company, you best believe, it's going to have some links to it to where it was an established legit company. I don't care how they established, what they made it legit. If it comes to you unexpectedly, all of a sudden, you don't even know anything about that company, but you got to check in your mail. But it can link back to something established. Why? Because God is a wise God. He's not going to give you something that in the world that it could cause you trouble. He's not going to give you something that has identity as the dope man or somebody that got somebody that cannot explain it. Because they might not want to explain it because they got it. They didn't get it legit. No, they'll trace that company back. The company is bankrupt. Oh wow, that's it. They went belly up. They're bankrupt. They owed everybody this money. They said they owed everybody this money. It's legit. You got to make sure. One thing that my wife, we firmly believe in. My wife, she's very strong on that paper trail. What is the paper trail? That's God. Where is your paper trail? He's not going to bless you without a paper trail. Oh, God, bless me with this new car. Okay, where's the title? Where's the title? Well, I don't got the title. Somebody done dropped it off to me. Now we need to go and check out the VIN number and register and see about this car because this car could be stolen.
Amen.
Where's the paper? And guess what? So God don't bless you. You ain't doing nothing. Somebody put the keys in your hand, but you got a stolen vehicle in your hand. Where is the evidence? Where is the proof? So we got to bring balance, watch this, spiritual and natural. And this is what's happening. We're not bringing spiritual balance to the natural atmosphere. We're keeping the spiritual in the spirit, and we're keeping the natural there. No, you got to pull 50% out of that spirit realm and place it in the natural realm, and you got to have a natural and spiritual balance. You got to have that balance. And when you have that balance, you're going to begin to see your life prosper. So 50% in the spirit, I'm in the will of God. I'm in the house of God. The other 50% natural, watch this, I'm going to work natural principles or I'm going to work natural things. So when the spiritual and the natural get together in one accord, guess what? It's just like people in the upper room. When it was on one accord, all things was possible. It won't nothing that you cannot ask for. It will not prosper. It will not happen. The question is, watch this. This is where our natural unbelief comes in at. Sometimes we'll feel as though we don't match out. We don't match out. I don't see me getting another income, nobody, nowhere else. I don't see something else going to happen to me. Guess what? You just clip God. You clip God. Amen?
Yeah.
When you got to get into a place to where things are open up to you. You got to begin to put a work into it. Just look at this. Let's say, for instance, you got an insurance claim. God said, I'm going to bless you, and I found money for you. This spiritual. Now, spiritual talking, God saying, well, I'm going to change your financial income. I'm going to pour you out a blessing. Your financial income is going to change. All of a sudden, you realize, wait a minute. I got stuff going on in my house. I got something wrong with my house. I got insurance. Let me file this claim. Let me do this. And next thing you know, God don't bless you more than what you was expecting. Guess what? One of these currents say income. One of these currents that God don't open up the door to bless you. God needs an area where he could legit to bless you, legitimately. Y'all hear me? I'm all twisted up right now. He could bless you, not illegal. He could legally bless you. Many of the saints of God, we trying to get God to do stuff illegal. We want God to do this illegal stuff. I don't know where you're going to get it from, God, but I know where you're going to get it from, God. I got different streams of income set up. You can, wherever you want to deposit or release the finances in one of these areas, you could go right ahead. Oh, I know what you're going to do. I know, God, I already set it up. Because why? I'm setting things up according to the word of God. You got what Jesus told Peter one day when he told him, he said, listen, cast that line down there. Pull up that fish, take the coins out of his mouth, pay my taxes, and pay yours too. Jesus believed in what? Paying bills. You got to believe in natural things. I mean, if not, it's going to eat you up. It's going to eat you up. And so many people have got to get ate up. That's why I'm a firm believer. I want you to learn how to take care of your responsibility. Because if you don't learn how to take care of your responsibility, baby, you can get all types of financial blessings come in. You won't have a penny to count for it. You won't see nothing from it if you get all these blessings. Why? Because your life is like whole. You don't take care of responsibility. You don't take care of your responsibility. Taking care of your responsibility, what the Bible says, oh, no man, nothing, that's in the will of God. That's the will of God. You want finances, take a girl, taking care. I tell you what, I want to put you all, for those that are here, if you're here right here, you're here with me for 30, there's a couple of you here. There's a couple of you here. And I want you to come to me if you was on one of the ones that is in church and you know, Sunday morning, I want you to come to me and say, Pastor, I was one of the ones on the line. I want you to come to me because I want to put us on, Holy Ghost, what's the time limit? A 21-day challenge. I want us to go on a 21-day challenge. This is the 21-day challenge. Okay, y'all listen to me. I'm going to show you how your finances could turn around overnight and turn around for the better. And everything that you touch is going to turn to gold, even your job. Even different things going to begin to happen. Things going to begin to be a blessing to you. I'm going to show you something. For 21 days, this is the process that I want you to do. Number one, I want you to, first of all, I want you to sow into your local ministry, local church, or whatever, the best offering that you could do, your best, okay? Whatever your best is, that's what you do. You give God, you give a godly representative your best. Amen? So you believe in that. That's the first thing. The second thing to do, I want you to go and pay your bills. Before you go out to a restaurant, before you go out to go and buy you this other blouse or these new clothes, you go and pay your bills. Make sure your bills or your responsibility in your house is taken care of. Okay? All your financial bills or your overhead is taken care of. Number three, I want you to make sure you have food to eat. Some of you might got assistance to help you in that area. Other people that are dealing with their finances, make sure you got stuff in your house to eat. Amen. Number four, make sure you got all your proper stuff taken care of. That means your miscellaneous stuff. That means your clothes, your hygiene, all that kind of stuff, all your miscellaneous stuff, make sure that's taken care of. Okay? Once you do that, watch this. Y'all follow me. Once you do that, put something to the side. Put $2. I can care less if it's $3, 50 cents. If you want to put it in a jar, put it in a jar. $3, $4, $5, whatever you possibly can, put it in a jar. Watch this. I think we're on number six now. Number six. This is the most important piece. The most important piece. Whoever you owe, you begin to call them to negotiate debt, negotiate your debt. Find out if they can put you on a payment plan where you go forward to settle the debt. Begin to negotiate your debt. A lot of saints are getting trouble in their finances because you're owing people. And the people that you owe, they probably be a child of God. How would you feel if any of you feel some type of way because you probably got family members that owe you? And some of you probably say, you know what, I need my money. So you got to make sure you're acknowledging debts. You're not running away from debts. You're acknowledging you have debts and you're willing to do something about it. Now, when they start twisting your arm and twisting this and twisting that, you know, only thing you can say, I can't give you something that I don't have. All I can do is apologize that I made this debt, I accumulate this debt. I'm not running away from it, but I'm willing to take care of this debt with what I have. Many of you, you're going to see how God do debt cancellation. If you won't change, you got to face the problem. If you don't face the problem, you will never see change in your life. You will never see good. And when God sees you doing these steps, watch this. Now you're being a good steward over financial funds. Now he'll be able to release you more. more because you're being good steward. I don't care if you got low income. It doesn't matter. Same principle. You probably can't do as much, but you can do what you can. You know, give your best. Give your best offering to one of them. Let's say, make sure you're paying your bills. Take care of your bills. Take care of your overhead in your house. Make sure you got food in your house. You don't go to a restaurant. You don't go to all that kind of stuff there. Now, I'm gonna let me take something out of context because I did find out, because me and First Lady, we did the math one day, and we did find out if you're a single parent, if you're single, you're by yourself, or if you're somebody that you got your couple, husband or wife, you know, it might be cheaper if you are a person that doesn't eat much leftovers. It might be cheaper for you to find a decent meal. Amen. Because, you know, we don't waste so much money that way to where it was cheaper for me and First Lady because we stay on the go so much, amen, to let somebody else cook it. It was cheaper for us that way. So whatever worked for you, you got to look at it and you got to go ahead and go ahead and do it. Do this for 21 days. Do this for 21 days. You're going to watch and realize that you're going to see your finances all of something stretch, and you're going to try to figure out how in the world this happened. Amen. Everybody with me?
Amen.
Everybody with me?
Amen.
Everybody with me? So we're going to give our best. We're going to take care of our finances, our overheads in our house. That's our responsibility. If somebody, watch this. I hear somebody in the spirit. If you don't have a home or a house or whatever, what I want you to do, say for instance, you want to stay, your budget will fit you to stay somewhere for $800. Say for $800 or $600. And you say an average light bill is $150. You can say, or $80 or whatever. I want you to do the math as if you were staying in your own house, your own place. I want you to take that money, put it to the side, and save it somewhere. Don't spend it. Don't spend it. And once it reaches to a certain amount, a certain number, you take that finances and you're going to move in your place. Y'all hear me? Kingdom economics. So you just don't say, hey, Pastor, No. Wherever you want to live or where you want to live, your finances permit it. So use your finances. You want to make sure you have a leftover of your finances. So if you're making somewhere, say, $1,500 a month, you want to make sure that your rent is probably about $500. Amen? Because you got miscellaneous. You still need to live. So take that, put that to the side. Take your light bill. Or if it's $80 you feel as though an average light bill for you might be $80, put that to the side. Water bill, put that to the gas, put that to the side. Amen. Food, how much is it going to cost you to eat and stuff like that? You know, third or whatever month, put that to the side. Then once you get to a certain amount, you take that money and go and get you a place to stay. And you keep doing it. You keep doing it. Amen. And you're going to watch your financial life change. You're going to watch your change. Most of all, let's make sure we recognize in our what? Debts. Let's make sure all debts are recognized. Amen? And when you recognize your debts, you show God that I refuse to owe any man anything. I might not have the money, what they asking for, to complete the debt off, but I'm willing not to run from it, but I'm willing to deal with it. I'm willing to try to work something out to go ahead and deal with it. Amen? And that's showing God that you are willing to be a good steward, or you learned your lesson. So all these people that owe this rental company stuff money, stop running from these rental companies. Stop slamming the phone up on these debt collectors. You are preventing your release of your financial blessing. It's not so much of your $2 or $3 or $100 seed that you need in the church, then you've been gave it and you still don't see no release. You got a canker worm in your life, and it's called debt. Forgive our debtors. Forgive our debt. Scripture. We just read it. Amen? Amen. So you do that. You do that. You're going to find your financial life and your financial situation is going to change tremendously. It's going to change tremendously. Stop. Freeze from spending. You know, stop trying to be a blessing to everybody. Freeze that. You know, let God, if God's going to lead you on your heart, if you connect to the church, you bless people through your church. So, in other words, you know, your pastor, whoever you got, you know, let them, if your church is giving church like ADM, you know, your pastor will lead you to, that God is leading us to bless so-and-so. You got to let people figure it out. Because if they owe debt, they got a kink of ruin in your life. You've been gave it to something that finna eat it up, finna eat up the blessing that you just gave. They just ate it up. So you got to be careful who you giving to. Oh, I just feel like they just need help. We all need some type of help. But it might not be that help. If they sit down and operate this principle, operate this, and it'll help you. First of all, I want to make you all who are on this line a believer. I want to show you that you could do it. Then once it happened for you, then you'll have the understanding to go ahead and give it to somebody else. Okay? So I'm going to go over this one last time, then I'm finna go. Amen. First of all, we're going to give our best. That's number one. We're going to make sure we give our best. Why? Because we want heaven to release his best. So whatever your best is, that's your best. Call your seed, whatever you want to call it. Amen. Whatever you want to call it, that's up to you. Give your best. Number two, you know, take care of your overhead in your home. If you don't have a place right now, you stand with somebody, you do the math as if you would stand there in your own place and you put that money up. You put it up to the side. Number three, you take care of miscellaneous, your hygiene, your clothes, all that. Take care of all your miscellaneous stuff that you need to for day-to-day functions. Amen? So you know your hygiene and stuff that you need. So you need to make sure you take care of that stuff. Make sure you have food. You're eating. Amen. And now food is not always recommend eating out. You know, and if especially your family with kids, you need to freeze from that. You know, you need to do that. Cook. You know, you cook. Amen. Mm-hmm. And that way you can probably cook enough to where you have leftovers. You know, so, you know, you're straying from that, and you got to evaluate what is best in your life. You know, some of you might be cheaper for you to do have somebody else cook for you. You know, it might be cheaper for you from that way. If you're single, you know, if you're not single, you're married, you and your husband, find out what fits for you all. Find out for what fits. Then First Lady, it fits for us, have somebody cook for us, you know, because we go so much. We on the go so much. We never home. So we do have leftovers. We probably, when we get back, we probably have to throw it away because we're always gone. So that's wasting money. So we'll begin to waste money. Amen. Some of you all, it might work for you. After you do that, acknowledge your debt. Don't run from them. Get out of this this thing that God's going to wipe my debt away. He is. He probably will. But first of all, you got the knowledge that you have them. Acknowledge your debts. Work something out with these people. Call them. If you need help, how to pull up your credit or pull up different things that has your information on there, please pull us to the side. And we'll help you to pull up your report, pull up different things. That way you can go ahead. They got phone numbers on it. That way you could call and knowledge, and you could work one by one. You could work one by one. Amen? Amen. So we got it. Yeah. So you do this for 21 days. Let's do this 21-day challenge. You're going to see your financial life change for the best. It's going to change tremendously. Amen. I thank God for you all once that stayed on. Please, if you're ADM, please just come and holler at me and just say, Pastor, I'm on this 21-day challenge. Amen. And we thank God for you all once again. God bless you all. I see you all Friday morning at 7 a.m. We're going to be with Pastor Smith. If not, we'll see you all Sunday. Please, let's do this challenge. I want whoever I'm able to do it, I want you to do it because I want to show you how your financial life could change and show you that God be a blessing, that those are good stewards over what they have. So you be a good steward. This is the way how to be the good steward over the finances that you have, and you're going to watch your finances grow. How are they going to grow? You're going to watch them grow. They're going to be a blessing. So God bless you all. Thank God for all of them. God bless.